Welcome to the podcast of powerboating.be, brought to you live from Belgium. Today we talk to Nigel Hook and Janet Wilson of the Lucas Oil powerboating team. Hi Nigel, how are you?
So nice to speak to you. How are things in Belgium today?
Yeah, today there was a lot of wind, and yesterday also up to 5 and 4-6. So it was kind of rough. We went out with a rip this afternoon, a 10-meter rip, and 2B1 Furnibull was also testing their fountain lightning.
Oh, cool. How did it look?
Yeah, they looked very sharp and ready for the season.
Great.
I hope you too.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to they're going to be one of the strongest competitors out there, so we're very keen to race against them.
Okay. And how is the new boat coming?
Well, it's actually just past you, I guess.
Yes.
It's on its way to Rome. It was in Belgium about 4 days ago.
Okay.
Now it's in France, I think.
No, it's in Rome.
Oh, it's in Rome now. Oh, it's actually in Rome. Great.
Oh, it's already in Italy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you cannot tell too much about the boat yet, I understood.
Well, you know, we only baptized it very briefly in Florida.
Yes. Okay.
But you know, our biggest priority was to make sure we got to the ship to get to the first race.
I think what Carl's asking is, we haven't provided details about the boat yet.
Right.
Okay. Not yet. That's because it's an exclusivity for a Powerboat magazine?
It is, yes. You know, I've had a blog with Powerboat magazine the last couple of years, and they've been very loyal to us over, you know, the last 20 years. So I wanted to give them the priority. But, you know, it's actually, they've just been purchased. Another company has purchased them now, so...
Yes, I read it on Twitter, yes.
Yeah, I knew the founder, Bob Nordskog, very well.
Okay.
He was the founder of a magazine back in the, 60s, 70s.
Okay.
70s, I guess.
Okay.
And used to race against him, so kind of been a big supporter of that magazine. But we'll see what happens.
Okay, yes. So I heard what was it I heard? It's a silver hook, your boat.
That's correct. That's the manufacturer and the brand name which we're going to be selling these boats under.
Okay.
And, you know, the Powerboat magazine article is going to be released any day now. So I think I'll check with my PR person, but I may be perfectly eligible to give you all the details.
You may give Carl all the details.
Okay. Good.
Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We'll just be in your trust that you just hang on a few days before you release them.
Yes, no problem. You can trust me, guys. You can trust me. It's okay. And will you be Ustreaming again this season?
Yes.
Oh, that's good news. That's good news. Your pilot, and who is your co-pilot?
Oh, forever will be Michael Silverberg. He's a great friend, business partner, and a fantastic driver. So he's been the catalyst in starting this company. And capitalizing on, my 30 years of experience. And so, you know, we're now business partners in the new boat manufacturing company called Silverhook.
Okay, hence the name Silverhook, of course, yes. Okay. Yeah, great.
And in a few days, silverhook.com will be just a preliminary website that people can go to as well, but very preliminary just to begin with. We want to be low key, really, until we get to the first race and prove how good it is.
So, looking forward to the new season, Nigel.
Yeah, very much as well. And you know, I think very keen to run against your fellow Belgians in the Furnibull boat, because they're clearly talented racers, have one of the top boats in the world. And so, if we can beat them, I think that puts the Silverhook brand right front and center.
Well, it will be a great start. As in Malta, usually there is a lot of wind and waves.
Yes, but last year was actually disappointing.
Yes.
It was pretty flat.
Yes.
Prior years, it's been, you know, rough, which is what we're looking for, because that's really, in my opinion, that really tests the boats and the crews and everything when you get a rough race.
So there will be only 4 venues this year. 10 rounds. How do you feel about that?
You know, I believe that's the minimum, and I'm happy with that. I think we just have to encourage and support the new organization of International Sea Racing, ISR,
okay,
and the new circuit, Ocean Grand Prix. Mm-hmm. I think it's they've had a challenge to get started at such a late point in the season, because they hadn't got the actual license from UIM until beginning part of this year. So
yes,
it's incredible that they've been able to come together so quickly. And, you know, we don't expect the first year to be perfect, but we're going to support them 100% and see what we can do to help them, you know, be successful and better than P1 ever was.
Okay. You're the best guys.
For us to be successful, we need the racing organization to be successful.
Exactly, yes.
Yes. Okay.
We're all in one ecosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we'll be leaving a week tomorrow. We leave next Sunday morning to fly to...
Already, okay.
We're very excited to be bringing John Koska, who built the boat. You know, he's the owner of Mystic Power Boats, and...
Okay.
We have a contract with them. We're licensing them to actually do a lamination on a boat. We're also stacking the decks here with, he's coming to Malta, but also Mike D'Annabelle, who's the owner of Sterling Performance. We have Sterling Engines, and Mike D'Annabelle is coming to join our team.
How do you manage all that sponsoring?
You know, I think it's a great actual time, because the powerboating industry is a bit of a, in a bit of a lull, right? So
yeah,
I think what we have going with OGP is something new and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have developed with this new brand of boat, the Silverhook, is new and exciting. So I think it's attracted these top... I mean, in my opinion, John Koska is the finest boat builder in the world of high-performance carbon boats. And Mike D'Annabelle clearly is number one when it comes to racing engines. So I think it's just, you know, we are the Ocean Grand Prix, and Silverhook are the exciting news of the season.
Your name, when you type it in Google or YouTube, videos appear, and all your performances, they appear like that. So that would help too.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I have to mention, Carl, before I forget, because I am senior, I do forget things occasionally, but... what's exciting about this is, you know, with Michael Silverberg being the catalyst of this and co-owner, the key part of this is his fellow Scandinavian, fellow Swedish, who's the boat designer, Aki Mannerfelt. I've idolized Aki since the early 90s when I first saw his bat boat. Just unbelievable, unbelievably talented naval architect, and we're thrilled to have him this time design an all-out race boat.
When can we see it?
I'm going to send you a picture.
Yes, thank you, Janet.
with the information on the new boat, the specifics like the model number and the weight.
Yeah.
I'm filling out your little spreadsheet right now.
Okay, great.
I will include a picture of the boat.
Fantastic.
I will include a link to the movie I made of the boat testing.
Ooh, that's great. Where did you test it, at home?
In Florida, on Lake Monroe.
Okay.
And that's where they test all the Mystics, you know, from Miss Geico, which does 209 miles an hour, to Aquamania and JBS Racing, all the other Mystics.
Okay.
So we have this incredible, you know, carbon technology in building the boat. So I've never seen a boat built this strong. So it may be the first boat I can't break. And then when you see the boat, it's really something you'll have to see in person, because it's got there's very few straight surfaces or flat surfaces, and the hull, everything is more like in nature, very rounded. And the nearest thing which comes to mind when I see it, Carl, is an E-Type Jag. You know, E-Type Jag has this timeless beauty from that George Lyons put together in the early 60s.
And
when you look at Silverhook, it doesn't look that big because of all the curved surfaces, but when you stand back, you see how big it is. It's very, very long, low, sleek boat. We'll be looking up at Furnaboat. That's how low it is.
No, you're kidding.
No, it will sit lower in the water.
Okay.
It will be sitting lower than the Furnaboat boat.
It's 6 feet 6 inches tall. So let me tell you how many meters that is.
About 2 meters.
Yes.
From the keel to the top of the canopy, the highest point, is only about 2 meters.
That's indeed very, very low.
It's been actually, been testing in a Formula One wind tunnel. One of the current teams, leading teams in Formula One, I can't mention the name because, but they've actually run it and done a CFD, computational fluid dynamics analysis.
Okay, yeah.
Both the aerodynamic and hydrodynamic aspects of the boat. And so, and we made some slight changes based on that. And so I believe it's this aerodynamic efficiency at least will be far greater than any of the other boats out there.
Hey, it's great to hear that you did so many research on the performance of the boat. And what about the Stirling engines? Why did you choose Stirling?
We chose Stirling because we actually, these are actually Class 1 engines that have been proven very fast. I've seen them in the Qatar boat, Qatar 95 boat, mm-hmm. very fast. They got great acceleration, and they are designed to be extremely efficient because we're in Class 1 with the air restrictor. They rely heavily on the efficiency of the engine because of this air restriction. So they're very efficient. They're pure race engines, and I think this will help us be competitive. Last year, we were kind of off the mark a little bit because we had pure stock production engines. So
and a heavy boat.
And a heavy boat, yes. So, you know, when you look at the class, I think, you know, and you look at the requirements,
yes.
I don't think there's anyone in the world that has as much experience in race boats as Stirling.
Okay.
So, when we're building the best boat in the world, we wanted to match it with the best engines, and
okay.
I think there's no doubt, there's no doubt Stirling have the best engines.
It's good to hear. Well, I'm looking very forward to see you racing again, Nigel.
Right, yes.
You always do a wonderful job on the water and also off the water. So and Lucas Oil is a sponsor again, yes?
It is, yes.
Okay, okay.
Doing very well. They're still growing, and we're our job this year is to help them actually find broader distribution into Europe because some of the countries racing, you can't go and buy Lucas Oil.
Okay.
The exception being Malta. Actually, Lucas Oil has a distributor in
okay.
Malta. You can go into an auto parts store and buy Lucas Oil in the middle of the Mediterranean.
Okay.
That would be the case in Holland. I think in Den Helder, you wouldn't go into a store and buy Lucas Oil. So we're looking to get broader distribution.
So, Malta is just 11 days away. We'll be counting the days until we meet you again.
Very good. Likewise. Thank you, Carl.
Okay. And Janet, congratulations again on your first book, your web book. It looks fabulous.
Yeah, and I'll bring the printed version with me so you can see. I don't know if you noticed I have a book coming up on Nigel and Michael, and I was going to do it with a vector. Couldn't get my head around doing the book on the old boat. So in Malta, I need to get a lot of quality background pictures,
yes.
not just the boat flying, but the team and preparing. I'm hoping that since you're an expert photographer, you might be able to help me.
Will do, Janet. Will do. No problem.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we will see you very soon.
Yes. Yes, we will. Okay. Take care, guys.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You, Cole.
Thank you very much.